Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Dunning. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hyndman moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyndman scores. There goes Leon trying to get to second. Buford throws the ball into Robinson, who relays the ball to Belunger, who tags Leon for the out. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Hendricks moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball four. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles throws to second for one, and Leon throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball four. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Olander moves to second. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunning strikes out. There goes Olander. The throw from Hendricks and Elander is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Belanger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger fields it and throws to second for the out. Leon moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Fossey moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Steve Dunning. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.